Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
On a previous program, I told you Mike Olver's story. This close friend, whom I call my little brother, is an athlete, husband, grandpa, and chef. He and his wife Bev were stunned when, at the age of 56, Mike was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He's always finding a bright side, and he challenges me to do the same. Each new day brings reminders of the goodness and love of God, he says. As a boy, Mike came to know Jesus as Savior. Bev and I have seen others in absolute despair over a similar diagnosis, he says, and there are certainly dark moments, days when I feel useless and unable to leave the house. But I believe in the eternal hope we have, and God's constant loving presence in our lives has made it possible to carry on as well as we can. In high school, Mike dreamed of a trip with his sweetheart Bev, and after the diagnosis, nothing stood in their way. They visited Oklahoma, Montana, and Ontario with no idea how many people would bless their socks off. On one trip, in our haste to leave, he recalls, I neglected to purchase American dollars. While visiting a friend, I mentioned I needed to get to a bank. When he learned why, he vanished, then returned with an envelope. We want you to have this, he said, smiling. I stared wide-eyed at fives and tens, twenties and fifties and hundreds. To this day, I can't talk about it without tears. It was like God was saying, I will never leave you, Mike. I've got even this. Over and over, he says, we are rewarded with incredible support and encouragement. Time invested in young people has paid rich dividends. Some, including one I had to fire, have even gone into careers in the food industry. Relationships built throughout our lives and the precious memories stored up are treasures that ALS can't take away. Mike smiles at Proverbs 18:22, the man who finds a wife finds a treasure. Bev has been God's gift to me, he says, patting her hand. At my side, through all of this, I can't do a thing without her assistance. And our children, they have showered us with their love and time. When I told a friend that our daughter and her husband were moving so they and the grandkids could be near us, I broke down in tears. I can't begin to count the number of people who have told us they are praying for us. What a wonderful illustration of the privilege of belonging to the family of God. Why would we not count our blessings? When Pastor Tim Keller received news that his cancer was terminal, he said, I'm not suffering from anything that a good resurrection can't fix. Mike laughs when I mention this and calls the unshakable hope he has the greatest blessing of all. Yet hope can take a back seat to the uncertainties of his condition. As a young man, he says, I valued strength and the ability to be active, never thinking that those days would come to such an end. Where do you turn when life leads us into a season you can't prepare for? Meaningful music and God's promises have meant so much. Bev and I have often turned to Isaiah 41:10, Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our strength fails, yet He is our strength. The path ahead is uncertain, yet He is our hope. We did not choose this journey, but some things we can hold on to. The knowledge that we know we are dust, that we have a God who weeps, that heaven is waiting, that He will give enough light for the next step. Mike and Bev, we love you guys and your kids and grandkids. Thanks for allowing me to tell your story. Know that we are praying for you.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across the U.S. and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are. In living rooms, kitchens, even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're prayerfully looking to raise $125,000 by June 30th. Give today at laughagain.us or call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter